Okay, let's go. Cheese and cheese and still more cheese. Cheese and cheese and still more cheese. Begins to sound like cheesy monkey.
Cheese, please.
I know, but it really is so. Oh, I'm my own grandpa. Many, many years ago when I was 23, I was married to a widow who was pretty as could be. This widow had a grown-up daughter who had hair of red. My father fell in love with her and soon they two were wed. This made my dad my son-in-law and changed my very life. For my daughter was my mother, 'cause she was my father's wife. To complicate the matter, even though it brought me joy, I soon became the father of a bouncing baby boy. My little baby then became a brother-in-law to Dad, and soon became my uncle, though it made me very sad. For if he was my uncle, then that also made him brother of the widow's grown-up daughter, who of course was my stepmother. I'm my own grandpa. I'm my own grandpa. It sounds funny, I know, but it really is so. Oh, I'm my own grandpa. Father's wife then had a son who kept them on the run, and he became my grandchild, for he was my daughter's son. My wife is now my mother's mother, and it makes me blue, because although she is my wife, she's my grandmother too. Is my grandmother, then I'm her grandchild, and every time I think of it, it nearly drives me wild. For now I have become the strangest case you ever saw. As husband of my grandmother, I am my own grandpa. Oh, I'm my own grandpa. I'm my own grandpa. It sounds funny, I know, but it really is so. Oh, I'm my own grandpa.
One day at midnight, the sun was so bright, the moon had no light, but I could see. This big old Sasquatch said he was top-notch at playing hopscotch way up in a tree. So I bet my wristwatch that big old Sasquatch could never play hopscotch way up in a tree. Now there's a Sasquatch up in a tree crotch. He's got my wristwatch and he's laughing at me. I told the Mounties throughout the counties to put some bounties all over BC and stop that Sasquatch from playing hopscotch till he gives my wristwatch right back to me. Then Corporal Savern, he found a tavern in an empty cavern where the sun don't shine. And he found a Sasquatch drinking blue blotch, wearing a wristwatch looking just like mine. So he asked the Sasquatch where he got the wristwatch, and that big old Sasquatch, he began to lie. Said he got the wristwatch while playing hopscotch up in a tree crotch with a stupid old guy. So the Mountie told him he could never hold them. He'd have to scold them for doing no harm. So they played some hopscotch until the Sasquatch had to mount his wristwatch on his other arm. Now all the Mounties throughout the counties, they're placing bounties all over the land. And that big old Sasquatch, he won't feel top-notch when they get their Sasquatch like they get their man. 'Cause if that Sasquatch keeps playing hopscotch, there won't be a wristwatch for miles around. 'Cause he'll play hopscotch till he gets your wristwatch up in that tree crotch, and he'll never come down. So don't play hopscotch near any old tree crotch until that old watch-stealing, big-feeling, hopscotching Sasquatch is found.
Ladies and gentlemen, he's considered a legend up here in Canada.
Oh, isn't that scary?
That is kind of scary. Stomping Tom Connors on Cheese, Please with the Sasquatch song.
My God, the man is a legend in Canada, and he's so full of cheese.
What is he, about 106 now?
I know. He must be in his 70s. He's well known for the past 30, 35 years in Canada.
Whenever he tours, he sells out.
Yeah, and he's a proud Canadian.
Yeah, well, that's, I think he's kind of like an ambassador who really, you know, sings the song of Canada, so that's why people love him so much.
I guess he really
does stomp. He has his acoustic guitar, and he actually stomps the stage so hard, that's how he came about his name. And before that, I think the granddaddy of cheese himself, Spike Jonze.
Circa 1940s, no doubt. Yeah. I'm my own grandpa.
You know, that sounds like an episode of Springer to me.
Talk about keeping it in the family, I tell ya.
Today on Springer, I'm my own grandpa.
Of course. Oh, it's that time again!
Uh-oh!
Here he comes!
And now it's time for the Cheese Please.
In the celeb slip up, it's the guy, as I said before, in the 80s he talked to a car. In the 90s he swam on the beach, and somewhere along the way he thought he could sing.
Yes, he co-starred with a car.
Yes.
And then he co-starred with Pamela Anderson's two best friends.
Yeah.
Yes, you all know who he is.
David Hasselhoff.
Oh, God.
And his permanent hair.
Yeah.
What's with his hair, you know?
I don't even think David Hasselhoff is real. I think he's like a computer-generated image or something.
Well, he made a lot of money off Baywatch.
Oh, what a dork.
He doesn't have to work anymore.
He doesn't.
He's laughing all the way to the bank.
Well, true enough, as they all are. Doesn't mean I have to like him.
Yeah, but we can make fun of him anyway because we're about to play one of his songs he recorded.
Yes, how low can you go, David Hasselhoff?
Oh, quite a bit with the limbo dance right here on Cheese, Please. there's my favorite actor, David Hasselhoff. He thinks he can sing.
Damn, he looks good in swim trunks. That's all I can say.
Oh, that sort of implies something, pal.
What does that imply?
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying he should stick to swim trunks and not singing.
Yeah. What's with these celebrities? You know, they think they can sing. But again, if we didn't have that, we wouldn't have the slip.
We wouldn't have a damn show if we didn't have the celebrities singing, really.
Oh, David, please, please. Destroy the tape, David. Destroy the tape.
You know what? I think he'd have a good permanent home in Vegas. You know, he'd be great doing kind of that sort of deal, you know?
Yeah, I suppose.
He can carry a tune, admittedly, but...
Not very good.
Where he carries it, I don't want to go, okay?
Exactly. Yeah. Cheese, please, here. With Snarf Dude.
And Moondog.
And you forgot your name tag, I see. I gotta think
about these things. Well,
terrible.
David Hasselhoff just left me so woo, you know, open the zone, baby.
In the Moldy Cheese, coming up is... Oh, look who's talking. I'm talking backwards. Coming up is... No, is coming up.
Strong with the force you aren't. You're talking just like Yoda, buddy.
I'm sorry.
Okay, it is.
Okay, and we'll be right back.